that powerful, most high name. Now protect them by the power of your name. You think they're protected now? Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united just as we are. So Jesus is praying that the disciples be united to him, be united to God and Jesus himself, because he prays, he states that he and the Father are united. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost except the one headed for destruction, as the scripture foretold. Now I'm coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in the world so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, as I do not belong to the world. Verse 16 says, they do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. So I read all of that to say, just as Jesus spoke God's words, makes it true. Now that has been passed to the disciples. The disciples speak Jesus' words. So now the disciples' words are true. So let's look at a couple things to make sure that's evident. In Acts 3 and 6, had the beggar at the gate. Peter says, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Did he get up? So says the scripture. We know the Bible to be true and an accurate recording of history. He got up. Peter spoke and he got up. Paul told, Elymas. Paul told Elymas that he would lose his sight because he interfered with Paul and Barnabas ministering to the governor. Let's see if I can get that name right. Sergius Paulus. He interfered with, of course, you have to read the story. The governor wanted to hear the word because Paul and Barnabas had been traveling and so much uproar was about, and he wanted to hear what he had to say, but there was a sorcerer that was like jumping in the way. Don't pay them any attention, don't pay this. So, and Paul spoke to him. The Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon him, and Paul spoke and said, you wicked, foul son of the devil, because you interfered, you in my way, you in the God's way, you're trying to block this soul from being one, you lose your sight. And the Bible says he went blind for a time. Is that true? It happened. Paul also wrote Romans 10, 9, and 10. Let's read that. Let's read that one. I know we know what it says, but let's read that. Romans 10 and verse 9 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do we know what salvation is, people? Do we really understand what salvation is? For it is by believing in your heart. That you are made right. You are made right with the Almighty God. And it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Gets a little more personal now. We've been talking about these recordings of history in the Bible, and these people call them stories and all that, but this one here, this is here and now in me, in you. Of course, it happened for a lot of the people that we read about, but this also happened for us. So, take a moment to think about what you did. Did you confess with your mouth? Did you believe in your heart? Did you get saved? Is it true? Oh, yeah, it's true. Why you think I'm standing up here crying like a little baby? Trying my best not to. And y'all stop laughing. It's hard to do this without crying. Reminds me of me laughing at the guys who couldn't pick up the wheelbarrow. It'd just be hilarious because, anyways. They about was crying too. That thing is heavy. Hits home a little bit. This here is salvation. I mean, this is part of the scriptures that you can relate to your own experience. You can go to the scripture and see yourself in scripture. See yourself. Now, you know, Jesus got up in the synagogue and read. He found himself in Isaiah, started reading Isaiah, and he found where the scripture was talking about him. You can read Romans 10, 9, and 10. You can read John 3, 16. You can find out. You can read about yourself, even though it was written so long ago. So let's see Jesus get a little bit personal with us. Jesus had all these prayers to pray about his disciples, and he had all these things to say about causing the miracles to happen, and all those things he said about himself, that all were true. All happened because he said it. But see what he says about us. And I made mention of one already, John 3:16. I mean, that's salvation. But let's turn to John, go back to John 17 again. We're going to go to verse 20. Let's see Jesus get personal with us. Now, we read all that he prayed before. And starting at verse 20, I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. Do you believe their message? So Jesus is praying for you, right? Oh, yeah, it's real.